Praise the Lord. Message 140. The title of the message, Put God First, Part 14. Let's open our Bible to the book of Nehemiah, Chapter 8. And we will read from verse 1 to verse 12. And we will read also the last part of the last verse of chapter 7. Let's read. When the seventh month came, and the Israelites had settled in their towns, all the people assembled as one man in the square before the water gate. They told Ezra, the scribe, to bring out the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord had commanded for Israel. So on the first day of the seventh month, Ezra the priest brought the law before the assembly, which was made up of men and women and all who were able to understand. He read it aloud from daybreak till noon as he faced the square before the water gate in the presence of the men, women, and others who could understand. And all the people listened attentively to the book of the law. Ezra the scribe stood on a high wooden platform built for the occasion. Beside him on his right stood Mattithiah, Shema, Anaiah, Uriah, Hilkiah, and Maaseiah. And on his left were Pedaiah, Mishael, Malkijah, Hashum, Hashbadana, Zechariah, and Mishalam. Ezra opened the book. All the people could see him because he was standing above them. And as he opened it, the people all stood up. Ezra praised the Lord, the great God, and all the people lifted their hands and responded, Amen, Amen. They bowed down and worshipped the Lord with their faces to the ground. The Levites, Joshua, Bani Sherebiah, Jamin, Aqub, Shabbatai, Hudaiah, Maaseiah, Kelita, Azariah, Jozabad, Hanan, and Pelaiah instructed the people in the law while the people were standing there. They read from the book of the law of God, making it clear and giving the meaning so that the people could understand and what was being read. Then Nehemiah the governor, Ezra the priest, and scribe, and the Levites who were instructing the people said to them all, This day is sacred to the Lord your God. Do not mourn or weep. For all the people had been weeping as they listened to the words of the Lord. Nehemiah said, Go and enjoy choice food and sweet drinks, and send some to those who have nothing prepared. This day is a sacred to our Lord. Do not grieve, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. The Levites calmed all the people, saying, Be still, for this is a sacred day. Do not grieve. Then all the people went away to eat and drink, to send portions of food and to celebrate with great joy, because they now understood the words that had been made known to them. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for your goodness and your faithfulness unto us, Lord. Anoint my lips and let your message be clear to your people and achieve the purpose of sending it. I pray for people to be mobilized and motivated more with your word, to honor your word and to use your word as a fuel of revival for their life, to continue coming back to you, to serve you and to live their life unto you. Oh God, I do pray, arrange the message in the way that you want it to be. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Putting God first. As we put His word, as we treasured His word more than our daily bread, then we are putting God first in our life. Here we find the people, after they had been settled, they came to Israel and they told him to bring out the book of the law. Israel was the scribe, he is the one who is responsible before the Lord to collect the whole word of God. At that time they don't have the Bible as we have in one book. It is in wrote in the scrolls, and these scrolls are gathered so that it will be collected. So they came to Israel and they asked him to read to them the word of God. They want to know the whole word of God. The people get the initiative, and that's where revival is starting. From where? Is the Lord sent revival, but the people desire is very important. We cannot do anything for you unless yourself you come forward and ask advice, counsel, Bible study, explaining to you the word of God. The same the people did at the time of Israel and Nehemiah. They came to Israel and they told him, bring out the book of the law. Not to bring out TV or games or other things of entertainment, but to bring out the word of God. We need the word of God in our life. In the book of Israel, chapter 7, verse 6, say this Israel came up from Babylon. He was a teacher well versed in the law of Moses. So they came to a person who knows the word of God. And we are waiting for you to come forward and ask Bible study. You have problems, struggle, difficulties. You are struggling with many issues. And your treatment, your solution, we can find it together out from the Bible. The Bible, the Word of God, have solution to your struggles and your problem. So the first things here we need to do, we need to bring out the Bible. Everywhere we go, we bring the Bible with us so that we can read at any time that the Lord inspire us to read. And we need to use the Word of God in our meetings, in Bible study, in counseling. And when we use the Word of God, revival will start in the life of the people. We have read in the book of Haggai, chapter 2 and verse 1. Now the same crowd that were in the book of Haggai are the same crowd here that we are reading in Nehemiah 8:1. In the book of Haggai, chapter 2, verse 1, it says, on the 21st day of the 7th month, the word of the Lord came through the prophet Haggai. On the 21st day of the 7th month. Here we are, they came to Israel on the first day of the 7th month, the same month. They came to Israel first, and Israel read to them the word of God. We read that they start to weep. Why they start to weep and they cry? Because they found that the great provision of God for them in His word, but they had put the word of God aside. And we know in the same month also they get revived to rebuild, to get encouraged to stand firm and go forward in rebuilding the temple of God, in rebuilding their life according to God's word and according to the plan that He had prepared for them. So here in one month of reading the Bible and coming for Bible study and counseling and opening your life, opening up your problems with us, we sit with you, we discuss the word of God, then then revival will start. Then God will do a tremendous thing. So he started with Israel and ended up with Haggai, with a plan to rebuild your life according to the perfect will of God. Put God first by putting his word first, and by taking the initiative, coming forward and ask for Bible study, ask for counseling, so that the word of God will be explained and expound to you, so that you know and you understand where you have a problem, why you are struggling, and what are the causes, what you need to do, and the steps to solve your problem and to come out with a great harvest of righteousness and fruit that God desires and you enjoy in your life. Israel, book of Nehemiah 8 verse 2. So on the first day of the seventh month, Ezra the priest brought the law before the assembly. Brought the law. He brought the Bible. We bring the Bible. I bring the Bible. Everywhere you go, bring the Bible with you, so that when God wants to speak to you, it's very clear. You open the Bible and he will speak to you. He will show you what is the situation, who are those people that are contacting you, how you handle this problem. God will bring you to scripture and verses. And through Bible study and counseling, we can help you and put more input and word of God in your life. Ezra the priest in verse 2 brought the law before the assembly, which was made up of men and women and all who were able to understand. The assembly was made up of men and women. Now we understand what is men and we understand what is woman, but what he mean by and all who were able to understand, what he mean here? The children. The children are able to understand. In the late part of this scripture, verse 3, he read it aloud from daybreak till noon as he faced the square before the water gate in the presence of the men, women, and others who could understand. Who are those others? The children. Yes, some people they say the children can't understand. No, that's wrong. The children understand. Psychologists, they speak about children the following. They say the psychologist who does not believe in God, or who are not putting God in their life with their knowledge, they say the first year, they call it the oral stage, where the child should take milk and breastfeed or bottle feed not more than 1 year. He should totally depend on himself to eat and drink like adult. Those are psychologists. And they say that the second year, they call it the fecal or anal stage, where the child should control his bowel. Now what is going on? 3 years he still drink milk, either from breast or from the bottle. 4 years he cannot sleep unless the bottle in his mouth. We are explaining our children. Why you say, oh, he not understand? Children understand according to the word of God. Jesus say, from the lips of babes and infants you ordain a praise. If the word of God say that the infant and the baby praise the Lord, it means that he understand whom he is praising. You know what he is doing. Don't underestimate your child and don't be an instrument to spoil him. Your children understand, but when it coming to discipline, they show that they don't understand, so that they will escape discipline. the word of God have many secrets. Come for counseling, come for advice. You will understand more of God's word. In verse 3, say he read it. So the first verb is bring the Bible, or he brought up the Bible. The second verb action is read. You need to read the word of God daily, every day. If you are married with your family, you have to read with your wife and children. Yes, with your children, 1 year, yeah, they will understand. They can understand. God will make them understand. Do your part and read the Bible daily with your children. What else you need to do? You bow down. Yes, that's what here in verse 6. Israel, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord with your family, with the assembly, with your wife and children. And all the people lifted their hands and responded, Amen and Amen. Lift up your hand and worship the Lord together as a family and as a church. Family is a congregation. Then they bow down and worship the Lord with their faces to the ground. Daily with your family. Read the Bible. Praise the Lord together as a family. Worship the Lord. Kneel down. Say Amen to His word. Explain the word of God to your children. Good habit in the family. Bring out the Bible. Read the Bible, and all the people listen attentively to the book of the law. Listen to the word of God. The third verb action. Bring the Bible, open the read the Bible, listen attentively to the word of God. Put God first. That's how we put God first. The family without worship, the family without reading the Bible daily, the parents who does not who do not read the Bible to their children and explain it and make the children listen attentively and discipline them and teach them to kneel down to God's word and explain to them the verses, they will have a very terrible life if they will not do that. Verse 4, Israel the scribe stood on high wooden platform built for the occasion. He stood on the platform. Not that the point here is that he stood on a pulpit and they make a pulpit. The point here is that the word of God is above everyone, is above the church. The word of God is above the church, or the church above the word of God? No, the church of God, the word of God is above the church. What the word of God say, the church obey. We see in verse 4, beside him on his right stood Matithiah, Shema, Anaiah, Uriah, Hilkiah, and Maaseiah, and on his left were Midiah, Mishael, Melchijah, Hashum, Hashbadana, Zechariah, and Meshulam. These all are the Levites, his assistant. Your children, your wife and your children, your right and your left, around you, you are the minister of your family, and they are the workers with Israel. Israel can't reach everyone, can't explain the word of God to everyone. He give the message. The Levites, as we have read, they explain it, they make it known well, clear to the people. And what Paul said to Timothy in 1 Timothy and chapter 4, he said to him, and verse 13, 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 13, Paul said to Timothy, until I come, devote yourself to the public reading of Scripture, to preaching and to teaching. Public reading of the Scripture. Get your Bible, Timothy, and read. Read to the people. You will find some people, they will listen. Your family, that is, you are the father and the mother together, work together, read the Bible to the children. Then the children will be your co-workers. They will read the Bible. Teach them to read the Bible. Bring the Bible, read the Bible, listen to the word of God, explain it. And what the word of God says, that we will obey as a family. Verse 5, Ezra opened the book. Oh, this is a good thing. Another web action. Open the book, not the mobile, not the Facebook, not the other things. Open the book. Bring the book, open the book, read the book. No, read the Bible. Bring the Bible, open the Bible, read the Bible, listen attentively to the Word of God. Explain it. Ezra opened the book. All the people could see him because he was standing above them. So the Word of God above all. And as he opened it, the people all stood up. Stood up in reverence to the Word of God. Not that we understand, but we should revere the Word of God. We should fear His Word. And we should obey His ways. Ezra, praise the Lord, the great God, and all the people lifted their hands and responded, Amen, Amen. And that is the Amen to the Word of God, and to Israel. When we read, we understand, and then the Holy Spirit says, agree, we say Amen. And they bow down, and worship. Bow down means full submission. Yes, Lord, we will obey. With their faces to the ground, with a grateful heart, not with a grumbling heart. Verse 7, deliver us, Yeshua, Bani Sherebiah, Jamin, Aqub, Shabithai, Hodiya, Maasiya, Kelita, Azariah, Jozabad, Hanan, and Pilaiah, instructed the people in the law while the people were standing there. They start to teach. We give the message, but we need to explain it. The Levites, the co-workers, will explain the message. We'll give an instruction how to apply the message in a practical way, fit to each and every life and situation. At that time of Israel, when he was speaking the message, the crowd were composed of people who does not know Hebrew language. They know Greek or other language. The Levites explain to them with their own language and make the message fit with their culture. Now, certain scriptures from the Old Testament, it need to be translated according to the situation that we are passing through. It will be explain a way that you will find the application fit for your situation and for the culture and for the time that you are living in. Verse 8, they read from the book of the law, making it clear and giving the meaning so that the people could understand what was being read. And that's the importance of Bible study and counseling. Give the meaning. Make it clear that the people could understand what was being read. That's here the value of the Word of God. It gives meaning. It can explain your life. Verse 9, then Nehemiah, the governor, Ezra, the priest, the scribe, and the Levites who were instructing the people said to them, this day is sacred to the Lord your God. Do not mourn or weep. For all the people had been weeping as they listened to the words of the Lord. Why they were weeping? They found out that they have forsaken the promises of God, the privileges and all the benefits that the Lord had prepared for them. And that's here why we need you to come yourself for Bible study and counseling, asking more from the Word of God, so that you will be prepared to receive. The people, they came themselves, and God had prepared to them. When you come and you are willing, God would prepare a table before you, feasting with the Word of God, to see the good things that God isn't preparing for you. Nehemiah said, go and enjoy choice food. Which time you will go and enjoy good food? After you will know the plan of God, after you will know the will of God from His word. That's why the importance of Bible study, important of bringing the Bible, opening the Bible, reading the Bible, listening attentively, explaining and give the proper meaning of what is read and apply it in your life, then you can go and enjoy good food. And send some to those who have nothing prepared. Then you can share with others. But if you don't have, if you don't have the word of God, you don't have the promises of God, what do you go and share? This day is sacred to our Lord. Do not grieve, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. People grieving because they have missed the grace, but now they are repented. He said, don't grieve. God is accepting you once again. God had a good plan for you, and we know that late in the same month. Actually, this message was about the time that the Lord had called them in the 6th month through Haggai. They responded, but they were discouraged. They don't know how to put the foundation, or they will be able to do it. And God's here, they have the desire to know more about God. Within 1 month, 1 month Bible study and counseling and advice, you will find yourself, your life will be completely changed, and you are motivated back to rebuild your life in the will of God. The people come, all the people saying, the Levites come, all the people, that's verse 11. Be still, for this is a sacred day, do not grieve. And that is here the word of God. As you repent, you get the comfort to be still before the Lord. The Lord will fight for you. The Lord will help you. The Lord will encourage you. Take your anxiety away. And all the people went away to eat and drink, to send portion of food and to celebrate with a great joy, because they now understood the words that had been made known to them. They understood the word of God. They understood the will of God, the plan of God, and now they are going home full of joy to eat and drink, and they have the resources to share with others the goodness of the Lord. Put God first by reading the word of God and coming for counseling and further study, so that you will be in the center of the perfect will of God in your life. Lord, we thank you for your word to us that had been given to us. Lord, we thank and we praise you. I pray that the message will encourage many, and I pray the people will go forward with joy and gladness to live their life unto you, willing to be rebuilt up according to your will. I pray, O God, that many who listen to the message will be desiring good things, O Lord, and they will be glad, O God, to serve you and to live their life unto you, Lord, by honoring your word and applying it in their life, in the life of their families, and the life of their children and the people around them. O God, take this message with the power of the Holy Spirit and make it reach those who are waiting to hear your word and those who are in need of it. O Lord, bless us, enlarge our territory, let your hands be with us and keep us from harm, so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Christ's name, Amen and Amen.